Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
We spoke to David Bathstone last year about his Not For Sale campaign, a movement that is raising awareness of the global slave trade and motivating people to fight. It's been a fairly broad campaign. Well, we thought we'd catch up with David again. He's in Australia once more to find out just how the anti-slavery movement is progressing and has progressed over the last 12 months. David, great to have you on Open House again.
Well, it's really terrific to be on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, well, how are things moving on? I mean, it's been 12 months since we last spoke. Are you excited? Are you downhearted? What?
Well, I'm incredibly excited. I'm just amazed at the momentum that we're getting, and that's nationally inside the United States, but also internationally. I'm here in Australia, of course, for the Don't Trade Lives campaign that World Vision's launching, and they're a very close partner for us, so that we're trying to channel a lot of our energies here in Australia through our efforts with them. But I just say, overall, I'm excited about things that can be done in regional, local areas, and then how we tie that to our global relationships.
Well, I think the 2007 figure was that there were 27 million slaves in the world. It must be hard to bring the numbers up to date in 12 months.
Yeah, I think we're down to 26,900,000 now. I think we're in good shape. No, actually, I mean, I think we are really seeing some practical projects that really provide hope, and we find that we're having intervention. We're bringing or equipping more police and court systems to actually put a priority on putting traffickers in jail. We're launching consumer campaigns that really address and identify what's our connection when we go into a store and buy a block of chocolate to the fact that there are children who are forced to farm the cocoa over in the Ivory Coast or Ghana, or the tires I put on my car, Firestone tires. How do I know that, you know, I don't want to buy tires where slaves in Liberia have to extract the rubber. So making those connections is very important, and that's gaining some acknowledgement and action.
What are some of the most exciting things you've heard people begin to do as a result of the Not For Sale campaign?
Well, I'd say one of the more exciting things was to build a village for 123 kids in northern Thailand who had been saved out of brothels for kids, sex slaves, and that people really generously came forward and said, hey, we want to build a village for these kids that have been rescued. And so that was just kind of out of an empty field that came up. That was exciting. I'm really excited. And, you know, being here at a church in Adelaide the other night called The Edge, and just to be able to talk about the need for people to change the ways that they shop in order to stem the demand for slaves, and to have a Pentecostal preacher get up in front of 1,000 people saying, we have to change our lives. We need to act for justice. We can't, we can't have a consumption that takes advantage of other people. And it really, I see these movements happening in ways that, they cross lines. It's not just typical activists who are getting involved. It's just anyone who wants to see other people be free.
Yeah. Well, the Not For Sale campaign is pretty much about, quote, knowledge into action. You know, it's not just simply about awareness, but actually, you know, people actually rising up and taking action. It's great to hear that people are following with, you out the front waving the banner and people are following along. What would you say is the most significant single thing that people at the grassroots level can do?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's sometimes hard to embrace such a big global issue, and so you're right in asking what's a very pragmatic yet effective thing to do. And what we're launching here simultaneously in Australia and the United States is this chocolate campaign. You say, well, why chocolate? Well, first off, about 70% of the world's chocolate is produced out of Ghana and the Ivory Coast. The second part of it is there's 12,000 kids in slavery and making this chocolate right now. And it's ubiquitous. We all eat chocolate. It becomes, in a sense, a strategic and symbolic way of telling your friends about why you're not eating just the normal chocolate, but you're only going to eat fair trade chocolate. You can go to a website called don'ttradelives.com.au, and there you can download coupons. So every time you go to a shop, and you see, you know, you don't have any fair trade chocolate here. I'm going to buy some crisps instead. Give them a coupon that says, I love my chocolate, but if I have to eat it and enjoy it on the backs of children, I'm not going to do it. So it's a very pragmatic way. And if we can get a lot of momentum on that here in Australia and in America and change the way that the chocolate industry works, then we move on to other topics like cars and tires and shirts we wear. But it's like William Wilberforce 200 years ago, why did he choose sugar? Why was that something that he said to people, if you're putting sugar into your coffee or your tea, then you are pouring blood into your coffee or tea? Mm. It was symbolic. It was something everyone used, and it helped people understand the nature of a global problem. So that's what we're calling people to do in a pragmatic way.
Okay, don'ttradelives.com.au. All right, now Beijing Olympics. It's only a few months away, and boy, there's a lot of focus there on the things that are happening as part of the Chinese government, and boy, it's hard enough to just get the flame around the world. Are you doing anything focusing on the slavery in China for the Not For Sale campaign?
We are. I just came back from China, and I think probably the biggest obstacles for us is just transparency. It's trying to get a handle on how much slavery is operating in China, and we're pretty clear that it is. When we can look at, say, a destination country like the United States, that is, there are countries of origin like Thailand into Australia or Cambodia into America. Okay, well, we look at that. When we look at the surveys, we see that the number one export of slaves into the United States is China, followed by Korea, and then third is Mexico into the United States. So I knew it was coming in our direction, but then at my investigation that I did last year with the book Now For Sale, I knew that more slavery happens within 5 miles of an individual's birthplace than it does overseas. Mm. So that's why I went over to start looking at supply chains, and they have a real problem with agriculture, manufacturing, domestic slaves. It's an enormous problem in China, as it is in India, and that's a place where, when we do commerce, when we do tourists, when we do things that interact and engage with China and India, we need to be able to start addressing that this is an important part of our relationship, that we can't continue to support economically and otherwise politically your systems if you can't ensure us that we're not supporting slavery.
Yeah, and so are you in the Not For Sale campaign, are you taking any specific measures or active steps when it comes to China?
Well, listen, you know, I said to you there's a pragmatic thing to do, because really we have busy lives, and so I'm asking people, if there's only one thing you can do, then join the chocolate campaign. But if you've got more of a commitment to this issue or passion for this issue, what we're doing, Stuart, is we're launching a website called freetowork.org. And there, we're not only going to be able to share information about companies that operate in China and other places in the world, but we're asking individuals to help us research new companies and get more information on how products are being made and the relationship to labor and freedom. So freetowork.org will be something that will be very targeted to China, India, but around the world as well. Mm. And so it's a part of our effort to bring to visibility what today is mostly invisible to us, that we don't realize how much every day we're participating in the slave trade unknowingly.
Yeah, okay. All right, David Batstone, I can hear the sirens in the background, so they're on their way to get you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm certifiable, I tell you. That's it. The word got out. They've heard me enough in Australia. It's time to throw them back into a car and out to the airport.
It's good to have you on the show again tonight, and all the best with your campaigns, the numerous campaigns that you're running against slavery.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. It's great to come on the show and be able to report back what progress we're making.
Yeah, good on you. That's David Batstone. He's a slavery abolitionist. He's a founder of the Not For Sale campaign. He's an ethics professor. And just to recap on some of those websites that he gave as we were talking there, one, of course, is the notforsalecampaign.org website, notforsalecampaign.org. Don'ttradelives.com.au for the chocolate situation, don'ttradelives.com.au. And then freetowork.org.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.